Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB in Freeport, New York, and live streaming on the web at am1240wgbb.com. And I'm here with someone who has been on the program, I believe, twice already, and he's also gotten me another very cool Canadian guest. And we don't often let Canadians on this program, but for this man, I make an exception. He's a really nice guy. And he's involved in a couple of different bands, and the one that I have here tonight is called His Mighty Robot. And the fella's name is His Mighty Robot is not a terribly strange name for a band, but people who've heard my show know that my guest's name is Soda, S-O-D-A, and he wants to explain why he took that name, and I'd like him to do that again, because it was kind of cute.
It's very strange. Well, no, it stems from basically, I guess, The Outsiders, that movie, and I've had that for like 10 years now, and basically, I guess, because my group of friends were like the outsiders in high school.
Oh, but you also said there was like a catchphrase that you had with it, that it's like... It's like a
soda. Yeah. Love it. That's the phrase.
Oh, no, all right, it's a new one, but good. Anyway, we have Soda here. We also have with us, let's see, Heather, who is a singer guitarist in the group.
She goes by H Rocker.
H Rocker.
That's her rock star persona that we let her have because she we keep her in line, so we dub her H Rocker for the project.
H Rocker, okay. And sitting next to H Rocker is Barrett. Is there another funny name for Barrett?
Yes, that's it.
Barrett.
That's my name.
Biatch.
I'm sticking with it.
they actually have a road band groupie Biatch, and he's taking pictures.
He's
as
here.
We speak.
Close what friend of the band.
His name is Paul. Paul, let's get you on mic because you're not going to be on much for it because Paul wants to start the talk.
Again, the disclaimer is short man. He is short man. That is his name.
This
Paul thing I don't understand.
Definitely see him lurking.
But here he is. Here he is.
Short man. That's worse than Beyonce.
Well, yeah. I'm afraid to really say anything because they might harm me when I leave. So
smart man.
He's around often, so we can beat him up as much as we want.
Okay. Well. Thank you, Paul. Thank you all for being here from His Mighty Robot. And one of the reasons that you're doing this promotion and this publicity is that you've got an EP. coming out, a 4-song CD sampler, which is available from, I assume there's a HisMightyRobot.com?
There sure is. .com or .tv.
TV.
Like TV.com. Yeah. They both lead you to the same delicious place.
So what... delicious place, indeed. What... how did this band form, and what kind of music is it?
This band formed, I guess. I was in a band for about 6 years, and that broke up. It was called Violet Daydream. Let me get that in there.
Okay.
Then that broke up, and I kind of took some time off and didn't know what to do. So I started writing some stuff, and I went through a couple members before. Me and H. Rocker had been friends, actually, for a while. We worked at a record store together, and we kind of reconnected, and I was like, I'm doing this. Come over. Check it out. She came. It was instantaneous. I mean, I knew that she would, you know, work well with me, because I know she's ultra-talented. And so we just started... you know, she was starting to learn the tunes that I had. And we went through a bunch of member changes. We fought to keep the band alive, pretty much, to bring it where it is today. And Barrett, we got about 10 months ago, I guess. And we were kind of...
How did you get involved in...
Well, actually, our road bitch has a lot to do with it.
He's going to end up being the star of the interview, just by...
Short man.
I've known the short man for quite a few years now. And he was friends with Soda at the very same record shop that he met H. Rocker at. And I used to work with him at a previous job over at Pearl Art Supplies. And so we knew each other. He knew Soda and H. Rocker. And he introduced us. And so I've known Soda for quite a while. I knew him when he worked at the record store.
And this is a Long Island record. I mean, you're a Long Island
record,
band.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
From New York thing or from Cleveland or something.
We all kind of knew each other for a long time, actually, but didn't... We were kind of more like acquaintances, I guess.
Cool.
And now we have... gelled with the music.
Well, what are the musical influences that I know? This where you the osmosis where the sound came from. What were you all listening to that it all said? Oh, I listened to that too. We want to do that.
Well, the three of us we have a lot of various influences. We're very very into music in general, and we listen to everything really. But I mean, I guess our common influences are like the Smashing Pumpkins and the Cure.
Big on The Cure.
I've just started listening to The Cure.
Just now?
Well, yeah, I never got it. It's because the makeup threw me. I don't like men in makeup. It really
Oh, man, I'm tame today. I should have worn my eyeliner or something.
Yeah, you did another time, and I nearly threw you out of the studio. But, you know, no, it's not that kind of thing. It's just I never could get into it. And suddenly, Disintegration, especially when they mentioned on the South Park episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the other one, that trilogy that he did.
Bloodflowers, Kiss Me, Kiss
Bloodflowers.
Me,
Kiss Me. First song on Bloodflowers is just killing me, man. It's great.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, but it's not a Cure interview. They're not
yeah,
here. Robert Smith
famous.
Is here.
Just, they don't need the plug, you know.
Yeah, but so is that what you draw from when you all write together, or do you write the lyrics, or how does that all work?
I write the words.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, if there's like a basic idea that I have on guitar or something, I'll just throw it out there and we'll just play with it, you know.
Okay, well, let's hear a song to hear what you guys are all about. What do you want to play for us first?
We'll do the tune that is on our EP called Birth that you will hear off of the Open Your Mind EP on your show regularly off the EP, and we'll play it acoustic for you here right now.
Sounds good. Here's Birth from His Mighty Robot.
2, 3, 4.
Mary and I once climb, climb, climb to the top. I hope you don't change your mind. I hope I get to see your eyes.
Kick and scream for life.
I will be what you will be.
I will open up my eyes.
I think I already hate to sleep in
your mother.
Come on and put me back in.
It's like I never
saw it coming. My world, yeah, it burst like lovers at cloud. Maxwell, I felt my heartbeat for the very first time. And I hope I make it out alive. And I will slide out in the air.
I will kick and sing for life.
And I will be what you will be. You'll be
I will open up my eyes.
I think I already hate this creepy
world, mother.
Come on and put me back again.
back in.
And we just birthed a song here from His Mighty Robot. Oh, I always have such trouble with these segues, but I'm not having trouble with having this really cool bunch of folks in the studio with me. I've got Soda, who is kind of the lead singer, sort of the organizer of the band. I've got Barrett, who plays the percussion and any other instrument. I mean, I saw you pick up his guitar before, but are you mainly
the
percussion?
No, I'm just the drummer in the band, yeah.
Just,
drummer.
Give the drummer some! Yeah. And then there's H-Rock. Rock or H-Rocker?
H-Rocker.
Who is, how old are you? You look about
87. She's 87. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Good God, really?
Okay. Yeah, I look really super young, I know.
And your guitar and vocal also?
Yes.
And you mentioned that again, the songs are a group effort with you doing the lyrics. I mean, how does it happen? You come with a poem and that, or do you have the melody in mind, or do you get the melody? How does it really come together? Well, like on the song we just heard, On Birth, let's say.
How did that happen? Well, that was the absolute first His Mighty Robot song that I wrote in my old living room at my old house.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, Heather joined me when I had about four or five tunes written. And it was instantaneous, you know, and I mean, she basically salvaged my other guitar parts that I had written. Because I was working with another guy that was a total dope, and he had to go. And so this is it, though. This is the way it's staying. And if, I don't know, yeah, that's it. This is it. His Mighty Robot is the three of us, for sure.
So let me ask, and also you guys can join in on this, as far as, okay, you have a band, you rehearse, you've got some songs. Now you want to get heard and beyond just the next-door neighbor's backyard party. I mean, what does that really entail time-wise? Financially, I mean, I'm assuming none of you is independently wealthy, although I certainly hope so.
Not yet. We're still playing the lotto.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I mean, how do you really build?
We've been producing everything ourselves out of our own pocket at this point. This whole CD is straight out of our daytime jobs, you know, and we all work full-time jobs. Heather teaches guitar. And, you know, Soda and I, we sit in our offices and grind away all day, just looking forward to practice afterward and playing shows. Now that the CD's out, we're going to be playing all the time. So if you go to our website, you know, we'll have tons of shows listed, and we guarantee you'll have a great time, because we rock.
Yeah, we really do.
Oh, man.
Well,
these two are pretentious, aren't they?
Well, no. I would be very curious. I mean, what do you
day
do?
Day jobs. Yeah. We work, I guess, in entertainment-related jobs.
Yeah.
But it's not like how we would want to be involved in the entertainment industry, which would be this band, is how we would want to be involved.
So musically. How many hours per week would you say that you set aside for the band?
I don't know. Lately, it's been... It's
kind of endless, really.
Yeah, it's taking over, like, night.
Just practices alone, you know, takes up a lot of time. But other than that, you know, putting the website up alone was a huge task.
Right.
And I really didn't know what I was doing when I started. I designed the website myself. I'm really big into art as well. And it's come a long way, that's for sure. And it's been a lot of time.
Did you do the poster, by the way?
Yes,
they brought in
this
really, really good looking nice poster.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot basically when I first joined the band with them, and I kind of just combined a lot of the photos that Christine Austin was the photographer, and she did a great job with us, and you know, you'll see the posters, they look great, and it's the same picture on the inside of the CD, and it looks great, everything looks great. There's so much involved, you know, just getting on the street, handing flyers out, getting the word out.
Were you guys in other bands, Barrett and H-Rocker?
Well, H-Rocker was. She can tell you about that.
I was in a band called Pinky Swear for a few years, and I was also in a band called Code 50 a long time ago. But, yeah, both of those bands are no longer existing, unfortunately.
Now, when you come from other bands like that, do you ever bring songs or material from it, or does that go in the trunk and that's just an old life and you have to do something brand new for the new band?
Well, sometimes they spill over into new bands, but a majority of the time, you know, you try to not really blend the two, but occasionally it can work.
I know for the majority of us, it seems all of our past bands or past people that we've played with, they've always seemed to have been different styles altogether, so anything that we would have done in the past wouldn't really seem to fit with what we're doing now anyway. So, I'd say everything is really fresh and new for all three of us.
Actually, I didn't get really a time frame on all this, of like how long you guys have been together and when you started working together and getting the songs down.
January 2003, I started this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is now, you know. It didn't start off like this. I mean, it's been changing. And like I said, I think this is the way it's going to stay. Funny thing about this band is the three of us are actually all Geminis.
Oh, okay.
So there's really six of us in the band.
Thanks for stealing my joke. could you step away from the mic and have Road Bitch come in?
You
got to
be quicker than that, Dave. You know, that was a given.
There's probably more than six, though. Hey, this is Soda.
This is Barrett.
This is H. Rocker.
We are His Mighty Robot, and you're listening to the Dave's Gone By show on WGBB 1240 AM.
Rock! So, what, and I asked you this, I think, last time about a different outfit that you're involved in, Soda, but where do you see this band, hopefully, in a year, 3 years, 5 years?
I just hope it's still together, really. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, we're honest about what we do, and I think that shows through the music, and I think that's an appealing trait to have.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we're workers, so we're all over the place in the spring. The CD's coming out, you know, yeah. I'm on the phone.
CD is literally imminent, yeah.
The phone, the web, the street, we're all over it, you know, and it's just, I mean, we hope that it will be taken to the next level, I guess, ultimately. But if it doesn't, you know, we're impacting on some people right now.
There's people who hear you like the music.
Yeah, yeah. Or whether it stays kind of tiny or it gets gigantic.
There's definitely been a lot of positive feedback from everyone that we've played this stuff for, and everyone who's come out to our shows. They definitely like what we're doing, and there's definitely room for it in music today. That we really don't feel there's anyone out there doing what we're doing. And I know that's kind of cliche to say right now, but I honestly believe it. You know, the three of us have such varying influences, and the three of us together just are creating something unique and different. And I think a lot of people will like what we're doing.
Any fun or weird or strange live performance stories?
Well, jeez.
Oh, here we go.
I wonder what this is.
Yeah. Kay. This is not special, Kay. What the heck is
it?
H. Rocker. Why
Soda,
yeah.
Soda has a weird thing. He likes to tackle me at the end of every show. It's like...
I can't say I blame him. Okay, no.
Well, thank you. But, he tackles me at the end of every show. So even if, you know, you don't like the music, you should come just to
or
see him.
Or there's some kicking going on or something. It's
just to see him tackle me on stage is quite funny.
Yeah, the stage is like a blank canvas, you know. And
right.
So when we're on there, we're creating. So it's got to be, I mean...
You're creating football.
Delivering the music is one thing, you know, but I'm an entertainer.
Yeah,
so
okay,
I like
cool.
to just get up there and, you know, give people what they want, really, and that's a show. I mean, deliver good product
to
the show.
I get bruises sometimes because he kicks me.
It's really funny. She gives it right back to me.
I
it's
really
all right.
Do,
it's all,
yeah.
it's all
I
part
I
of...
I have to get up from behind the set, come around and separate them because they just go at it. And I'm like, listen, we're here to play a show, guys. Come on.
Well, are you trying? I mean, you seem a little cozy, or
no,
it's just band stuff.
She's my little sister, you know.
Yeah.
Are you really?
No.
We're just sitting close because we're sharing the mic.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, that's cool.
They don't want to sit next to me ever, though.
That does lead to the personal life stuff, you know, the stuff that DJs are supposed to ask. So if you've got X amount of time going to the day job, and then all the rest of your time going to either sleep or this, what personal lives do you? Is anybody married here? Is anybody serious relationship? Is anybody, you know, just going behind the back with a dog because, you know, you're desperate?
Well, I don't think anybody in the band is into bestiality, really.
Yet.
I mean, we're for
animals. It is entertaining.
We're for animal rights, but, you know, yeah, we all have...
Well, you can do an animal wrong now
and then. If the dog is into it, then...
Yeah, there you go.
That's cool.
Just tackle one.
No, not really. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
But semi-seriously, what about it? I mean,
we have... personal lives outside of the band and work, of course. I mean, otherwise, I mean, it would just be too crazy. It's crazy now.
But did they resent the fact that
every minute? And if they did, it would have to probably be severed, because that needs to be respected. Like, I would respect their business of art, you know?
Cool. What about you guys?
I'm in a relationship right now, and she's actually in the music industry, too, and she totally loves what we're doing, and she thinks that it's going to take off, and she's very, very supportive of it, and she's been giving me a lot of advice about it, because she's actually in the industry, and so she's been very, very supportive, and I thank her for that. And
what about you?
Well, I don't know. I kind of
it is a dog, isn't it?
No. I have to agree with Soda, because I'm a music teacher, and then when I'm outside of my job, I'm doing music, and it's kind of pretty much the only thing I do. So if someone who I was in a serious relationship didn't really respect that, it would definitely not work very well. So
it would create way too much. I don't even know if tension would be the word. It would just be way too much of a problem.
And aside from all that, if you're spending all this time on your music and rehearsing and preparing your songs and all that, is there time to listen openly to new music, other people's music, or is
Absolutely.
It all like people handing you cassettes and saying, oh, our stuff is so cool, and you're like, great, something else to listen to?
No, because when... there's, like, never really dead air in our lives, I don't think. I mean, if we're driving, we've got something on. And, like, as for new music, I mean, we're constantly finding it. You know, I've been listening to this new band called Kazi, and that's my friend Chadwick. He used to be in a band called Seed, so I'll make sure that Chad gets a copy of this so he can be so proud that I plugged his new band, Kazi.
What about you guys? What are you listening to? Not Smashing Pumpkins' old stuff, but...
As far as newer bands are concerned, I find myself listening to a lot of this band called Long Wave. They're from New York as well. I tried to catch them live a couple weeks ago, but it was sold out. It was over in Brooklyn, but they're really good. They're very mellow, kind of Interpol-y kind of sounding, but I think they're really good. I listen to music all the time. I listen to music when I'm at work. I listen to music in the car on the way home from work.
For sure.
I listen to music when I'm in my bed going to sleep. Like, there's music playing constantly all the time.
So it's basically like a Scientology meeting. But do you want to answer that question, H. Rocker? I'm finally remembering that name. Okay.
I agree. I listen to music all day, but it's kind of different because at my job I teach music all day. So actually I find that when I get into my car, lately I haven't been listening to music. I have to kind of rest my ears, honestly.
And you have time to read also? Do you have time to read books? And
sure. That's, you know. It's like, I guess we live, like, the artsy-fartsy life without actually, like, being on, like, a house on a hill. Yeah.
Speaking of art and music put together, God, another crappy segue. That's the one thing I still have to learn after 2.5 years of radio, of making smooth transitions. But I want to get another song from you guys in here. Again, this one is on the EP, but you're going to do it live. What is it?
This song actually is not on the EP. We figured that we'd give you and the audience a little something different. It's a song that's going to be on a future full length. It's called Play Pretend.
Play Pretend is the name of the song. That was Soda talking, just reminding everybody I'm here with His Mighty Robot. They do have an EP coming out called Open Your Mind, which you can find out about at their website.
On the website at www.hismightyrobot.com or .tv. It takes you to the same place.
Great. I want to thank all of you, by the way, for coming to the neighborhood. It's been great talking to you. Wishing you best of luck with the band. Oh, I forgot about Road Bitch.
You want to get any last words in here? Famous last words, although they might not be the last.
This building isn't going to be standing for much longer.
Well, we all know that. We're amazing.
See, now,
still here.
Now if it falls down tonight or something, you got him on tape saying that. So
at least we're off the hook.
Giving you a good scapegoat, that's all.
He's a tiny kid. I don't know if he'll fare too well in jail.
Okay. How can we get on that topic? I don't know, but you guys have a song to do. Thanks again for being in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having us.
Play Pretend.
Play Pretend. We will do that.
Play pretend in your head.
favorite sin when you're dead. What is real?
What is real?
What makes you feel? And are you gone? Is this life on? I won't be a zombie. And I want to be on TV. And I want you to save me. Play pretend as we are pure. Tell me, was your heart broke? Yes, a song, a joke. You are free. Yeah, you are free.